His bank in Britain, HSBC, is reported to have given a number of diplomatic missions in London 60 days to find a new bank. More than 40 embassies, consulates, and high commissions have been affected, according to the British newspaper The Mail. The BBC's Joe Lynham has more.
Now, as part of a rapid process of what it calls de-risking, the sprawling global bank has asked certain diplomatic customers to find new banks. It said that it was carrying out a rolling program of assessments of all its businesses and that embassies were no exception. The bank refused, though, to comment on individual customer relationships. Bernard Silver, the head of the Consular Corps, which represents consuls in the UK, told the Mail on Sunday that the HSBC decision had created havoc, as embassies had to pay numerous bills which required the use of a bank account.
The BBC's Joe Lynham. In 2012, HSBC got a record fine after U.S. officials revealed its bankers had been handling assets belonging to Iran, Libya, and Mexico's notorious drug cartels. Iran has a new president. Hassan Rouhani took the oath of office today before a session of parliament. In his speech, he told other countries they should speak to Iran using the language of respect, not international sanctions. The Obama administration sent a message. It says it hopes Iran will make choices leading to a better life for Iranians, and if it truly seeks peace, it will find a willing partner in the United States.